Some Christians seek to convince non-believers in the divinity of Jesus Christ that either Christ was mad, a liar, or an actual god. This argument then relies on the non-believer's sense of tact, expecting the non-believer to avoid insulting the person of Jesus by calling him mad or a liar in front of someone who worships him, in order to extract an admission that Jesus is divine. This argument was strongly popularized by C.S. Lewis in his still influential collection of non sequiturs, Mere Christianity. But the Lord liar or lunatic argument fails for many reasons. There is a fourth possibility that the argument discounts. Jesus could have been neither mad nor a liar, but sincerely mistaken about many important issues. Even the wisest and most intelligent of humans make serious intellectual mistakes, and often these mistakes entail such people's misunderstanding of themselves and their role in the world. Consider that Alexander the Great, who was also not insane, also honestly believed himself to be a god, until that is, he died of a fever at age 32. Moreover, a fifth possibility is that Jesus was simply extremely politically savvy about the titles which influential men of his time tended to arrogate to themselves. It was Octavian Augustus who began the tradition of Roman emperors proclaiming themselves to be gods. See the Deeds of the Divine Augustus, linked to here in the references section, which were written down during Jesus' lifetime. By proclaiming himself a god, Jesus could have been trying to establish an alternate nexus of allegiance to that of the Roman emperors. This would understandably have been seen as a serious challenge to Roman authority, as Jesus would quite deliberately have been setting himself as a counterpower to Augustus' successor Tiberius. So, the Lord, liar, or lunatic argument holds no water. Jesus could have been honestly mistaken about his divinity, or he could have been politically clever in proclaiming himself a god in order to challenge Roman imperial power. There is no need to sound tactless while denying that Jesus was divine. Do not let proponents of this argument play on your virtues in order to have you admit a position, namely the divinity of Jesus, which you know you sincerely do not hold, and for which there exist many reasonable alternatives.